amongst this wonderful congregation. My name is Jackie Roberson. For all those who don't know me, I am the executive director of the Family and Community Christian Association, FCCA, and some know it as the old YWCA. I am really grateful to be here with you all. This is my second time here presenting, and there's always such a sweet presence here, always such a sweet spirit, and I'm just grateful to be here with you all. Give yourselves a round of applause for being here on this morning. So, Sharon, who is my sister from another mother, I say. She told me I only have 20 minutes. And I actually am a preacher in the Christian church, which I'll talk a little bit about later. But they say if you give a preacher either a mic or a platform, they can at least go for an hour. So I'm going to try to temper this down a little bit so we can get out of here by 11:30. But today's discussion is about love. And the question is, where is the love? Where is the love? There is something called religion. And then there's something called the business of religion, okay? Those who I know who are religious people don't hate, okay? Or we'll say maybe spiritual people don't hold hate in their hearts, right? For those who have been a part of the Christian church, I come to apologize on behalf of the Christian church because the Christian church has caused a lot of damage to a lot of people. They say that, you know, you're supposed to love and we're supposed to exemplify love and God is love, right? But a lot of the things that the Christian church has done has not exemplified the teachings of the church. So on behalf of the Christian church and as a representative of the Christian church, I apologize. Reason why I can say this is because I too was hurt as a Christian preacher. I was a assistant pastor of a church in Buffalo, and there are some things that I didn't agree with as it pertains to some of the practices of the Christian church. And I got hurt, honestly. I got hurt. I got to a point where I said, God, you know, how can you allow this to happen to me? Fact of the matter is, sometimes even the whole spiritual institution does not exemplify what love truly is. And so the reason why I wanted to talk about love today is because we have a society that is very narcissistic in its approach. People feel that it's all about themselves. It's all about what they can get for themselves and how they can promote themselves and how they can be in the limelight. But love always gives expecting nothing in return. And so when I look at narcissistic people, I realize that there is something in them that is lacking. There's a void. There is something that is not being fulfilled in them. You ever came across someone that just had a nasty attitude? just nasty. It's okay to speak back to me. It's all right. I'm used to it. You ever had someone that really just had they call it in my term, and this is not proper terminology or English terminology, but some would say a stank attitude, okay? There are reasons why people behave the way they do. There are reasons why people act out in the way they do. The reason why that they have certain energies that they give off is not necessarily something that you've done. A lot of times it's stuff in them that has not been worked out. And so again, we ask, where is the love? How do you love the unlovable? How do you deal with someone that just gets on your nerves? How do you deal with that person? Let's look at our society for a minute. I just want to talk about hate for a minute, because you can't really talk about love without talking about hate. And believe it or not, we are living in a hateful world. The FBI released a report which stated that hate crimes has increased 12% in the United States of America. The FBI also stated that 65% of the victims were targeted because of their race or ethnicity. 15.9% were targeted because of their sexual orientation. 14.1% were targeted because of their religious beliefs. Prejudice and discrimination are typically the foundation based in hate. Religious discrimination is constantly linked to mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Cyberbullying is just not something that happens amongst teenagers and young people. Cyberbullying has become a thing that is really a phenomenon amongst the world, that, you know, just because you have a certain thought, someone feels that they have to attack your thought, and there is no respect. It's been said that, and I'm going here because we only have 20 minutes, but it's been said that Sunday is one of the most segregated and divided days of the week. You have blacks that only deal with blacks on Sundays. You have whites that only deal with whites on Sundays. How do we change this? How do we change this? Let's look worldwide. I know this is a sore spot for a lot of people, but let's talk about Israel for a minute. Israel, I couldn't understand why there was a war going on in Israel. To our Jewish brothers and sisters and those who are, of the other, as far as gay, lesbian, LGBTQ, I couldn't understand why there was such a war going on in Israel. Do you not know that this war dates back 75 years ago? 75 years ago, and it just manifests in 2023. Why is there war in Israel? The reason is terrorists are filled with passion towards Jews. And so far in Palestine, the death toll in Gaza City is over 9,500 people, which includes 6,400 children and women. If we look at our population here in Meadville, what, we're about 13,000? So that's over half of the population of this present wonderful community that we live in. And again, I ask, where's the love? If we look at Ukraine, the war in Ukraine has been ongoing since 2014. And Russia invaded Ukraine almost a year ago in February 24th or 23rd, around that. One of the main reasons for this war is that the government wanted to gain power. There was corruption. Russia wants control. At home, here in the United States, our government is so divided. We got Republicans that can't get along with Democrats, and Democrats can't get along with Republicans, and we almost have a whole government getting ready to shut down because we can't agree. We can't agree to disagree. We are living on the edge because we don't know when the next shooting, the mass shooting, is going to take place. Some people have issues with climate control. Some people don't have issues with climate control. Human trafficking. Some people believe in human trafficking. Some people don't believe in human trafficking. Terrorism is still a threat. We're still dealing with the residual effects of 9/11. Racism is still an issue here in this country. We still can't accept the LGBTQ community and show them love, for God's sakes, as a human being. Let me calm down. That's my church stuff coming out. But locally, here in Meadville, we have some concerns that we need to address as a community. One of the big concerns is poverty. I'm learning that there is a growing homeless population here in Meadville. Yet we all, a lot of us live in wonderful padded households, and we have heat, and you know, we can eat the finest, we could drive, but there's still people suffering from homelessness. Where's the love? Mental health issues. We don't have enough counselors to deal with all of the mental health issues that surround our community. We have a very controversial election. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but please vote on this upcoming Tuesday. Racism is still an issue here in Meadville. Ask me how I know. I deal with it every day. Oh, yeah. Healthcare. People don't have access to go to the doctor and deal with their health issues. Dental care is an issue. People are losing teeth and have rotten teeth in their mouths. We live in a food desert. People don't have access to quality fresh foods and vegetables and fruits. Where is the love? So I dealt with a lot of problems. Now I want to unpack some solutions. Is that okay? So the question is, how do we unite and make a statement of love? I think one of the things that we did as a community, which was so beautiful, is the Chilling on Chestnut collaboration. That we had all of Chestnut, all the businesses, from Chaps to the Y to the FCCA to others that just came together and gave back to the community. You all ought to give yourselves a round of applause for that, because that was phenomenal. Believe it. It was phenomenal. I mean, we had people here at the UU Church. We had people at the FCCA. It was a rainy day, and there was hot chocolate being given away. I mean, for those who were in need, this was the time for them to feel some of that love. And so that's one particular example of how we can continue to unite. You know, one of the problems that I have is that people always say, oh, there's such a duplication of services. My thoughts are, there's not enough services. Because until we eradicate poor living, until we eradicate drug use and mental health issues, we have not solved the problems within our community. So love doesn't mean that we agree upon everything. In this room, I'm sure there's Democrat, Republican, Independent, and some that just don't want to deal with politics in general. But the fact of the matter is, we must learn how to have a conversation at the end of the day. And no matter how we look, no matter what our color is, no matter what our gender is, no matter what our sexual orientation is, can we learn to say, you know what? We don't agree on a whole lot of stuff. But one thing I can say is that, you know what? My brother, my sister, they, them, I love you. I love you at the end of the day. And I'm going to tell you this. Love does not mean that you're a doormat to people, which means that there's a respect that goes on in love. I should not have to feel as if I am being disrespected because of your beliefs. We should be able to, at the end of the day, walk away feeling there's some type of respect, mutual respect in the conversation. So, love. Love speaks up when there is injustice. I believe in the mission here, it talks about justice, right? Of the UU Church. That's one of your focuses, is speaking up when you see something wrong. When someone calls someone another name and you know it's wrong, don't just sit there. Speak up. Tell them how wrong they are. Tell them how they've crossed the line. Love doesn't look out for themselves. It looks out for everyone else. Love is healthy. Love, true love, is beautiful. It's kind. It's not self-seeking. It's pure. It's peaceful. It's patient. Why do we have issues loving one another? One of the reasons why we have issues loving one another is the way we've been taught. I'll tell you this. I'll give you a hint. How much time I got left? About 15 more minutes? I'll give you a hint. My aunt, her name was R. Willis Easley. We called her Aunt Witchy. My aunt came from North Carolina. She was the daughter of a cotton. Her mother picked cotton. She had a lot of bad dealings with white people. And so my aunt was my babysitter, okay? And so I spent a lot of time with my aunt from the age of 4 all the way up until 10, or maybe 13. And my aunt had a problem with white people. She would tell me, don't trust white people. Watch out for them. Be careful. So what did I grow up with? What I've been taught, that white people are not to be trusted. You gotta cross your T's, dot all your I's with white people. But that's not necessarily the truth. And I've come to the knowledge for my own self that what I've been taught by my Aunt Witchy, R. Willis Easley, God rest her soul, was incorrect. And this is my point, is that we have to get untaught. And that may be wrong English, but we have to learn how to be untaught so we can be taught right. The right way is that we're supposed to love everybody. Doesn't matter. We're supposed to love them. All right. Again, we don't trust each other. So, you know, when you don't trust someone, you're always giving them the evil eye. You stand back. You know, you don't want to have anything to do with them because you don't trust them. We all need to get out of our comfort zones. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Buffalo was a comfort zone for me. All I knew was Buffalo. I was born a city boy. I'll tell you this. The first time I went to a farm was about 4 weeks ago. I went to, is it Haggerty? Haggerty? Yeah. The Haggerty Farm. And they raised fruits, vegetables, and then they took me where the sheep was. And that was the first time I heard a sheep say, "Bah!" I had to get out my phone and videotape it because I was amazed. This Buffalo City boy knew nothing about farming or anything of that nature, and that was my first experience. So what I had to do was I had to get untaught. I had to get out of my comfort zone, right? And as you get out of your comfort zone, there's a whole new world of opportunity that you may not be privy to. But if you just stay guarded and you say, "Hey, I'm not gonna move, I'm gonna look out the window," you don't open yourself up to opportunities. So sometimes some of you may need to sit down with a black person. Oh yeah, I'm going there. Some of you may need to have lunch with someone that looks differently than you just to get out of your comfort zone. Sharon and I have had many lunches. Am I saying? Karen. Oh, I mess it up all the time. Please forgive me. Karen and I have had many lunches together. I call her my sister from another mother. That's why I mess up her name, because I always just call her my sister. But I've learned so much from her just within the last, I think we had 2 lunches together. And just hearing me, I hear her. And last lunch that we had, I just exploded on her just about different problems that I had, you know, as a black person. And she just sat there, she listened, and she heard me out. And that's what we need. We need to listen to each other. We need to open ourselves up and be open to hearing each other's differences. All right, we got to go. I'll say this as I close. There's a quote that says this, and some of you may know this. It says, "Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks." Listen to what you're saying. Listen to some of the words that comes out of your mouth. Just listen. Take note of it. Listen to feedback from others. Sometimes that's one of the hardest things that we have in our life, is to listen to the feedback of others. When you constantly speak hate, you can't tell me you're a lover. When you constantly speak of yourself and, you know, all of the things that go along with this political stuff, you know, be careful, because you may offend others. And I'm so sorry if I messed up your name. Please forgive me. But you may offend someone. So be careful how you offend people, because some people can take it and some people really can't. I could talk to you for days, but I had a conversation with someone very close to me yesterday. And they were talking about how they had suicidal thoughts. Would have never imagined in a million years that this person would have had suicidal thoughts. So we got to learn how to handle each other with care. And I'm talking to myself on that too. As I close, Dr. Martin Luther King said this: darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. He said this as well. He said, I've decided to stick to love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Lastly, he said, let no man put you so low as to hate him. I've experienced some hate. I've experienced prejudice. But at the end of the day, within my heart, I'm working on how I could be loving to everyone. And sometimes that means you got to forgive people that done you wrong. You got to be the bigger person and say, I'm sorry. Even though you might not have done it or done or caused the problem. For peace sake, learn how to say I'm sorry. As I close, I just want to say this. We have something, a series at the FCCA called Love Your Neighbor. I invite you all on every third Wednesday between 11:30 and 1 o'clock. Come out and get to know your neighbors, see how you can love a little bit more. Also, on the second Saturday, it was upcoming Saturday, we have a very good breakfast, free to the public, but it's also another get to know your neighbor. It's a spinoff of Love Your Neighbor, and we'll be bringing in people from the community that you may not know of, but it'll be a time to get to know your neighbor. So, as we end, I speak peace over your life, pray the blessings upon you, you and your family. Let all be well in your household. God bless you.
It is now time for our offertory and our offering, and we offer our financial gifts to sustain this church and its work in the community. And that's the important phrase, this church and its work in the community, which I think speaks to what Jackie just spoke to us about. Our Share the Plate recipient this month is the Center for Family Services, and if you don't know what that means, any loose change or money that isn't marked as a donation for people's pledges to the church, we share that with various organizations in this community to further and foster their good work as well. So give generously as you are able. And when the ushers come forward, we will recite the offertory in unison.